The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies. As you guys always know, whenever there's a no good goddamn word, that means I'm flying solo. Not supposed to be flying solo. I have no idea where Derek is. He's probably running a few minutes late. We'll deal with that in a few minutes. But how the hell are you guys? How are you doing? I'm here. I'm ready to go for a good live stream, another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm the God, Dave Temple, and I got a fun show prepared regardless. I got some great topics that I want to talk about. I got some ideas that I want to cover because I felt a little bit attacked. Felt a little bit attacked in some of the more recent clips that have been floating around out there, particularly, just my thoughts around creating food. Toto Tower, they're always here in the booth. What up, Toto Tower? You guys still don't get a camera in this one, but Tiana's here and Nat. Fucking Han Solo's back.
Yeah, hell yeah.
How you guys doing?
Or good to be back, rather. You're here always. I said welcome back.
I know. Yeah.
You know, chilling. Hump day. What's up?
Hump day? Do people still call it that? Is Wednesday still a hump day kind of thing?
Yeah, people still say that.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't mind hump day anymore. I like hump day. I like being in the middle. There's no pressure with Wednesday. Is there? Like, there's no pressure to have a good day or a bad day. You get out of the bed on Wednesday and you're like, yeah, right? And everything is just up from there. Everything is up from there, especially if it's a rainy Wednesday like it is today here in New York City. Oh, rainy Wednesday? No fucking expectations. If I eat a vegetable on a rainy Wednesday, I fucking win. I rule. What? Broccoli on a Wednesday? I know that sounds boring, but come on. You can't do it. You can't do it. I think that's the key. If you get all your vegetables in on Wednesday, you'll be good. Like, if you just eat a shit ton of vegetables on Wednesday, I feel like you'll take the biggest poop on Friday. Good to go for the fucking weekend. Am I the only one that values a good poop? Or am I showing my age? I value a good, just a night, like, when life just goes the way you want it to, you ever like poop right before it's time to leave the house and you go, oh, thank God. That was great. That was great. Now I can go out and be the person that I was meant to be. I'm always excited about that because, you know, we've talked about it a little bit on the show. I kind of struggle with IBS. I don't really talk about it. I'm not even officially been diagnosed, but other than looking at it on the computer. And I go, like, okay, I get it. But sometimes with IBS, you're walking around, you're bloated, you're uncomfortable. Like, the weirdest thing about, like, IBS is you feel bloated, but you're not. Like, your intestines are just swollen. That's it. You know what I mean? To the point where you're like, ugh. But to the outside, everyone's like, you look fine. What the fuck is the problem? You're like, you don't fucking understand what I'm dealing with right now. I do suspect that I gave myself IBS from eating like a poor man most of my fucking life. I do think you can wear out your system just by eating a bunch of shitty foods. And this is where I want to draw this into this topic that I was talking about. You guys tore me apart in the comments about my tuna and spaghetti mix. Which, even as I say that out loud, isn't tuna casserole a thing? Isn't that tuna and spaghetti?
Marinara sauce. It's mayonnaise.
What? And tuna casserole?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, you wouldn't rather have marinara over mayonnaise?
No.
Really? Just because of the tuna?
Yeah.
Just because of the tuna?
Yeah.
What's wrong with tuna?
It smells like fish.
It is fish.
I will say I'm Italian, so I feel like I'll give you some points for this. I'm open-minded to your idea.
There you go.
I'm not saying it's definitely good, but that might be Derek. I'm open. I would eat it once. I get the basic building blocks of the tuna in the pasta with the sauce.
Right. It was a means to an end, and I found out that it was something that was delicious. And most of you assholes, for how much does a box of spaghetti cost? $2?
Less.
Less. $1.50?
Yeah.
How much does a can of tuna cost?
99 cents.
So for $2, how much does spaghetti sauce cost?
A little more than that. Maybe like $5, $6.
Okay, so for $6.
Not unless you do like canned tomatoes, you do your own shit. You right. Like make it up yourself.
For $6, you won't see what I'm talking about. That's what's wrong with you guys. You guys are living on the other side of ecstasy, bullshitting with yourselves. For $6, man. And this is where I want to redeem myself, because here's the deal. It was like serendipitous that they gave me this article of, I don't have all of them. I didn't write them all down. I didn't do the best pre-show prep, but 10 foods that were discovered by accident that you people, what's up, man? 10 foods that were discovered by accident that you people love every day. And if you guys heard some of these origin stories, you'd be like, yo.
Like the one about chocolate chip cookies?
Okay, do you know the origin of chocolate chip cookies?
I do.
What's the origin of chocolate chip cookies?
Chocolate chip cookies. There was a lady that was working for Toll House.
Right.
Right. The order was chocolate cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch ran out of chocolate.
Yep.
So she was like, let me get these chocolate chips,
mm-hmm.
cook them into the cookie. They'll melt down and probably just be a chocolate cookie. Turns out they sustain the shape.
Right.
Bitch made
Here's the crazy
chip
thing. Chocolate chip cookies was number 8 on this list.
Oh, look at me.
The top 10 accidentally discovered foods.
Okay.
All right. So I want to go through some of these. I didn't write them all down because I'm a terrible show prepper and I was busy today. But
oh,
check
wow.
this out. All right. Ice cream cone. We all love it, right? You like ice cream cone? Huh? You like
I do. Cone? Absolutely.
Huh? You like a little waffle cone there, T? Huh? Listen, you know how the waffle cone was discovered? World's Fair, 1904.
The
guy's at one booth selling ice cream, and he's selling it out of those little paper cups. You know, like the ones you get the little water, little paper. He runs out, and the guy next to him was selling fucking waffles, and no one was buying his goddamn waffles.
Sounds like a Puerto Rican did it.
What'd you say?
Sounds like a Puerto Rican did it.
It was a Puerto Rican guy?
No, it sounds like it.
Yeah,
like it.
But
he was Taino?
He was basically like, hey... Do you want to put your ice cream and use my waffle as a cup since you ran out of cups?
Because this shit ain't selling.
Right, right. 1904, they just made that little compromise just to help each other out as two little vendors at the World's Fair.
Look at that.
Yeah, what's his name?
Did they wind up killing each other with all the money they made? That sounded like a horrible, that it started off good.
Right, right.
Then the money got crazy, bruh.
But pure mistake.
Those waffle cones is a fuck amazing.
Right.
So I know these, yeah.
Nobody was thinking to mix those two together in 1904.
Yeah,
all right, number 2 on this list was cornflakes.
Okay.
Cornflakes. The Kellogg brothers.
Uh-huh.
You know,
Kellogg
yeah.
Kellogg brothers.
So you already know how much money they made.
Yep.
The Kellogg
they
brothers.
The Kellogg brothers.
They was just trying to make some weird little like vegetarian thing for their patients to consume. They was trying to help out this hospital and give them something that the patients could consume that wasn't going to fuck with their...
Oh, yeah, 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 because all the throwing up. So they
right.
just give them something easy they could just
and
throw back up.
Basically, it was just stale wheat droppings
wow.
from the other shit that they just kind of let them go stale and then baked them one more time. Just baked stale wheat droppings. Fucking cornflakes, nigga. Cornflakes, man. People love that shit, right? You fuck cornflakes?
I fuck with Frosted Flakes, nigga.
I was about to say that. God
I'm a pre-diabetic.
Yeah, I'm
fuck
not
are you talking about?
Girl.
You are or you're not?
I'm not. If
my grandmother.
Flakes, I'm dumping sugar in it.
Hey, let me explain something to you right now. Nana was a rolling diabetic. Frosted Flakes.
Really? You know what's weird about that? I feel like I'm more of a cornflakes guy, not because I'm boring, but I just think the box is more appropriate for morning. That white box with the rooster, the Cornelius the rooster.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
That feels like a good morning.
That was the rooster's name, Cornelius?
Yeah, yeah, because it was cornflakes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but like, if you got that box on top of your, what do you call it, your refrigerator? And the sun beaming in your kitchen, that feels like a good morning right there.
Oh, shout out
the fucking cornflakes, man.
Cornflake, yeah, and the thing, it's like Folgers crystals.
Right, right. That fucking tiger, I don't know.
You ever had Folgers on a really sunny, cold morning?
Absolutely.
Fucking astounding.
Coffee when the sun is coming up, that's what life is all about.
That's what life be about sometimes.
All right.
Right,
this one, I don't know what this is. This might be a little bit out of my pay grade, but the tartatin, y'all ever heard of this shit? The tartatin?
The tartatin.
Yeah, it's type of...
Yeah, from the cooking YouTubers that I watch, I've heard
Yeah,
of.
So it's spelled T-A-R-T-E, and then the second one is T-A-T-I-N. See if you can pull up a picture with
this. Wait a minute.
Tartatin.
Oh, it's called a tarta.
A tarta?
I've had those on vacation.
Is that it?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
it? Tartatin?
Yeah, I've had a tarta.
Okay, so the girls who was making this...
All right.
Her last name is Tatin, right?
Okay.
Her and her sister, they just in the crib, I guess baking or whatever the fuck they do. And Shorty kind of fucked up with the apples and burned them up in the pan. They were supposed to be like, I guess, pie crust filling or something.
Okay, okay.
And when she did that and fucked them up, she was like, oh, shit. I guess she tried to just put them on top of the pie and serve it that way. And boom, there you go. The fucking tart was born.
It was
man.
A tarta.
This one's kind of the same way. Crepe Suzette. You fuck with crepes?
Crepes, I know.
Yeah, I always thought crepe, but you know where the Crepe Suzette is, right?
It's a thin-ass pancake, ain't it?
But it's like it got a little bit more burn to it.
Oh, so it's like the first pancake.
Exactly. So what happened, the waiter or the cook here, he was like preparing a dinner for some famous prince.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
And he got nervous and burned up all of his shortening in the pan.
Okay.
So the pancake didn't lube up.
Okay.
All that well. So he got this burnt half of a crepe.
Okay.
And he presents to the prince. And the prince loved it and was like, what is this? Blah, blah, blah. And he explained to him what it was. And he just came up with it. And he was like, oh. And the girl who the prince had on at the table, his name was Suzette. So he was like, yeah, let's name it after her.
Oh, okay, cool. That's nice. Because I thought the prince like killed him afterward for making a mistake. Now, you made a mistake. Get the fuck out of here. Kill this nigga. But find out the recipe.
Yeah.
But no, that's cool.
All right, the next two are the only ones that I got to finish writing them down. I know the third one about, but this one blew my mind. Cheese puffs.
Oh, shit. I love me a cheese puff.
Right. Some company, the Flaky Company, that's what they was called, but they were like flaking corn, whatever this process is of flaking corn, and it was supposed to be something to feed the livestock.
I can see that. Just this puff bullshit.
Yeah, we're flaking out this corn to feed it. To the livestock so that they don't go hungry.
Here come niggas.
So
powder cheese, put some powdered cheese.
It was already just like these orange puffs of moist corn.
Oh,
and
no.
The kernels. And the dude that when they would make this shit, they would have to pull the shit out of the machine to keep it from clogging up the machine.
Okay.
And the dude, what's his fuck is his name? Ed Wilson. He just kind of had a basket of them shits and just took them home and seasoned them. You know what I mean? Just start selling them to people.
Cheese puffs. What? Livestock. We're supposed to feed the pigs and the goats with this shit, but you know, whatever you're going to do.
Yeah. This one, I don't know if this is real, but this is hilarious.
All right, let's see. Let me hear it.
The sandwich.
The sanguis.
Yeah, the sandwich.
Yeah, let me hear this.
Apparently invented by the fourth Earl of Sandwich.
Oh, shit.
The fourth Earl of Sandwich.
Earl of Sandwich, because Sandwich was a place. Right?
Yeah, yeah. And okay. Apparently the fourth Earl of Sandwich had a serious gambling problem.
Okay.
So my man is sitting down in the card game. He's been at it half the day. And they like.
He done lost the house.
Your Majesty, you must stop to eat. And this motherfucker's like, bring the food here. Yeah. And
oh,
they're like,
shit.
But it's a thing. And he's like, well, put it,
all
wrap
in
it into something
bread.
So I don't have to get up. And so they put it in between the sandwich, yeah, to allow him to. And this was just so he could continue gambling and not have to
get up
and fucking eat. Yeah, man. That's wild.
Yeah, that's remember that, well, I forgot what show that was where they made a recliner that had a toilet in there. So you didn't have to get up and take a shit?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, we just watched that. What the fuck was that?
What was that? It was something.
It was a cartoon, right?
It was a cartoon.
Yeah. All right. And then the last one I got, I didn't get to write this one down, but this one, it blew my mind to the point where I was like, fuck, Gordon, I got it. I know. I got the popsicle. Like popsicles,
yeah,
right? Right?
Not the phallic ones.
Wide. Dude. This is a real popsicle. Okay. I forgot the dude. No, the dude's name was Popsicle. His last name was Popsicle or Sickle or something like that.
Probably Sickle.
Frank Epperson.
Frank Epperson. Where was he from? Iowa or some shit like that? Basically, he was from like the middle of the country. Like
Podunk.
Right. This motherfucker.
In a little Podunk.
Basically went in the house and left a glass of soda out on the porch.
Okay.
With a little stirring stick in it.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Froze overnight. Motherfucker came out, found that, was like, oh shit. And in the process of trying to get it out, it falls out completely with the stick in it. This dude's got frozen soda on a stick, became a hit. Starts selling that shit around the city all summer long. What was it called before? The Epsicle or something like that. Epsicle. And that's what it was known for like a good year or two or three as it was like popping locally.
Okay.
Then as they wanted to, they was like, yeah, they changed the name to the Popsicle. And boom, the popsicle is born. But a total redneck trash mistake.
Total redneck trash mistake. left.
I'm just saying that to clear my name because I started this because I was talking about like they grinded me up.
Stirs soda. Like you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what? He had a stick.
Maybe back then you had the syrup with
Back then you would do the clear soda and they would add the syrup and stir it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
That's how they used to serve soda back in the day.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And also like ice cream soda. You know, you get the long spoon.
Yeah.
At the fancy places. I don't know about.
You know what I did? I did some high shit the other day talking about ice cream soda. You know how they, had the ice cups at the bodega?
Yes.
Cups of ice, right?
Yes.
Check me out. High as fuck, right? I pour the ice out into a bowl. I put some ice cream at the bottom.
Okay.
Pour the ice back over the ice cream. Mm-hmm. Then pour Pepsi over the ice and the ice cream.
Okay.
Shit was fucking nuts.
Yeah, so like a little ice cream soda just from the bottom, right?
But the ice in the middle made it less gay.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking around.
That is weird, the ice cream soda. It kind of becomes a little homoerotic. Once you get to be over 25 as a man, can I have ice cream soda, please?
I don't care.
Can I have
I actually am like craving one right
can
now.
Can I have a root beer float?
Love
por favor. Really, if you went out on a date with a guy and he ordered a root beer float after dinner, you're...
Well, I don't like root beer, so it have to be regular
soda. The ice breaks up the gayness.
But you're crunching on ice, then you're back to gay, no?
Crunching on ice? Yeah, now, that does feel like a little
gay.
Woman's thing.
Crunching on ice is annoying, period.
It was just a thing
by yourself?
Ladies always butt on
yourself.
Ice.
Ice chips, when pregnant chicks needed to drink some shit, but they couldn't drink. Ice chips, that's what I thought.
My aunt used to do that. She said she needed it because her iron was low. I never understand how people come
That's when you eat total.
My iron is low, so I had to chew on ice.
No, that's a please crock of shit right there. No, you got
to
eat total.
That's people who have an iron deficiency. They need to have iron and not chew on ice. The chewing on the ice is like a sign that you have a deficiency.
Oh, so she was pimping backwards. That's what
you're
saying.
Yeah, she was doing it backwards.
Oh, she was pimping backwards. That's what the fuck she said. Tell Auntie, she fucked up. You need to let her know.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to get high?
Yeah, high, huh?
Like really high.
Sorry.
Like super duper legally Spice Girl high. Which
wow.
You know those girls had to be high to be making those kind of songs.
I mean.
Oh, I tell you what I want, what I really want. I want vapes, gummies. Well, Vic, listen.
Gummies, vapes.
If you're over the age of 21 and you're living in the states where this is legal, which is all of them, go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What is Delta 8? I don't know. But it's found in hemp and it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. And that's all you really care about. At yodelta.com, you can find all of your gummy, vape, and flower and getting high needs. And you get access to high quality, lab tested Delta 8. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that this stuff should be taken responsibly.
Not responsibly.
Yeah, man, you got to be responsible, man.
Okay,
like, don't let your kids get into it. Don't be out here driving no car on Delta 8. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you can move around, but be the passenger. So
absolutely.
One more time, go to yodelta.com, and when you check out, if you use promo code GAS, that's G-A-S,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get 25% off.
That's one more time.
It's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25%
off. A quarter off.
Yodelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super duper high. Let's get back into it.
Let's get back into the show.
Well, I'm glad you made it before we had to bring in the guest in, man.
That would have been tacky.
What were you doing? Where were you? What happened?
I left at 5:30.
Why do you keep doing this?
I fucked up, man, because I figured it'd take 30 minutes to get here.
How does this? Here's the thing. This is where I got caught bullshit on this. How many flights did you take last year?
How many? I don't remember.
At least 12, right?
Maybe.
Did you miss any?
No.
Yeah, because if they say a certain time, you know to be there. You know they not fucking around. Yeah. You know they gonna close that fucking door.
I deserve this talking to. I deserve it. I deserve it. I deserve it. And I can't apologize, but
no,
I understand.
No, you can't. But all right.
But I understand.
What we're gonna do, we got our guest who is here. I love this guy. He's always
just the motherfucking funniest nigga ever.
Yeah, a laugh that just warms my heart.
And helps you be funnier.
Give it up for the great Gordon Baker Bone.
This motherfucker.
Returning to the show. What's going on, GBB?
G-Bake.
How you doing, man?
Young Bake.
Yo, we fucked that up. Yo, a couple things.
What's up?
You guys were talking about like ice cream, right?
Okay.
Do you guys eat ice cream in front of other black men?
I'm going to let him go first, and then I'm going to weigh in on this.
I do, but it's with chocolate cake that resembles a woman. The cake is a euphemism for pussy.
Okay. Yeah.
So I can have the cake with the ice cream as long as the cake is there. Fuck all you niggas.
Yeah. I used to, because I had kids, I used to like indulge every now and again in the chocolate and ice, in the ice cream and cake portion of a birthday party.
Yeah.
Now maybe a scoop of ice cream along with my pie.
Okay.
Like if we out diner, you know what I mean? Boom, they throw some ice cream there.
I'm putting coffee with pie, like you said the other day. I'm a grown man.
That makes it manly. Yeah. Coffee makes it work.
No sugar in the coffee either.
Right.
It's got to be
coffee
black fuck coffee.
Yeah.
Or just a little cream.
Yeah.
It's still got to be dark.
A little bit.
I keep telling black men and Spanish men, yo, we got to get over that. We got to start eating ice cream in front of each other.
Let's
let me
talk
tell
about
you
it. Been,
so yes. I've been talking about this on stage, but this is true. This really happened. My good friend Tom Cassidy, white dude, heard me yapping about how I don't fuck with ice cream. You know what I mean? Like, I'm an adult. I'm a grown ass fucking man.
I'm insanely happy about
I'm not. What the fuck? What are we doing?
Listen
What's the
to
ice
story.
Cream about,
it's
right?
Good story.
What's the ice cream about?
Right. So Tom,
what the fuck is this ice cream about?
Tom is like, listen, man, you can't be that way. Come on, let's go get ice cream after the show. Like he said this, right? Like after the show, I'm gonna take you to go to get ice cream. This motherfucker took me to Van Leeuwen, right?
Okay.
Over in the Lower
East shit.
Side. Now, right, you right.
Tom wanted to fuck.
Wait.
That's what it sounds like.
For the
Tom wanted to fuck.
For the people
Van Leeuwen?
Who don't know why you made that noise.
Not Van Leeuwen.
Explain why you were shocked.
You better tell him.
This ain't Cold Stone.
No.
Right.
Baskin Robbins. No. It's just some ice cream truck on the corner.
It's the Peter Luger of ice cream.
Right.
It's the Del Frisco's
this
of ice cream.
This is expensive ice cream,
Top
bro.
Shelf,
it's the Chanel of ice cream.
If there's a line at fucking 10 o'clock,
yo,
right?
As soon as Van Leeuwen is open.
And we in this line. I'm going to see, and I'm the only
the
brother.
The drug dealers be at Van Leeuwen at 10 a.m.
I'm the only black. It might have been one other black dude, but I'm looking at that nigga like,
what you doing?
You ain't no black dude. You know what I mean?
Man.
Like, you
know,
he.
Because he getting ice cream?
He had on like brown shoes that.
Nigga had a heel on
his
shit.
Yeah, he was one of them.
He had a boot on.
Rolling with like three Indian dudes.
Yeah, one of them
like,
William Burke.
I don't know what your deal is.
One of them Williamsburg hot tops.
One of them black dudes you do not give the head nod to.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? You just like,
oh, yeah.
I see you.
Oh, man, so, I get so mad when that shit happens. If I see another black person out, like, and we surrounded by white, if I do the decency, bro, and they don't do nothing bad, I'm like, I'll kill you.
Oh, you don't know how to do the nod?
With this guy, I
know. He grabbed the pound, like, get out. He pounded, he just hold it.
Fuck off,
with this guy, I knew the nod wasn't coming back, so I didn't even send him.
Okay.
So, Tom... Being the great soul that he is,
Tom Cassidy.
When the
Tom
bill came, Tom didn't hesitate, jumped in front of me, fucking tapped his card, and it was up there.
Yeah.
Hey. You'd be at like $22 for one person order.
Yeah. Hey.
That's why I had to say, hey, Tom. I know how men think, man. I'm not doing shit for this ice cream, nigga. Like, you better.
We are not on a date.
Nigga, $22?
For ice cream?
Right, nigga. That's wild.
We're
like,
going to split that.
White men have no problem eating ice cream together.
He didn't have any problem. I was the only one in the wrong.
Hey, let's talk. Can we talk?
All night long. Like, nigga, what are you doing?
Can we
what
talk?
Are you up to?
Homophobia has ruined hot dogs for straight men.
Yeah.
That glizzy in your mouth shit got niggas nervous, bro. Like, I would never.
We did a barbecue.
I don't hold. Nope.
We did a barbecue over the summer.
I'd be at Yankee games, and I'd be like, I'm hungry as shit.
Yeah.
Now I got to order a steak.
Yep. Yep.
I will
Son
say.
Smacking me. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
I will say, shout out to PBS when he's on tour with the comedians that he shoots for. He stay taking pictures of hot dogs, like glizzy this, glizzy that. Yeah. He don't care. He eats them.
Yeah, because it's just food.
Nah, there is
It
shame.
Is just food.
But niggas be like, you got a glizzy in your mouth, nigga.
Like, nah, man.
I mean, that's weird to post pictures of yourself having hot dogs all around the world.
Yeah.
Like, I like a brat. I like a brat, but
niggas
like,
don't even
also,
say dog no more. A link? Yeah. I would like a link.
You call it
cut that
else.
Shit down the middle, make it look like a vagina, like a and vagina. Then put that shit on a goddamn hamburger
now
bun.
Now I think about it. I don't even put a brat in a bun. I just I cut it up. I
put it in
up.
Some eggs.
Yeah, put in some noodles or something. Hot dogs and noodles was the most heterosexual way to have it. Franks and beans, where your shit was all cut up and just floating around in the beans.
Homophobia has turned us into chefs.
That was it. That was it. Where are you at with it? So you said you want to get more ice cream in your life?
I want to be able to like share ice cream with other people and feel like weird about it.
You got to do like a program.
I do. Like I'm thinking about starting the first black and Latino ice cream social, which is a whole bunch of black and Latinos. We just order ice cream.
And we just order ice cream, man. Order ice cream like human beings.
Can I have vanilla?
Vanilla.
You know how many people want to eat fucking ice cream Snickers, but they're scared because they're like, because people say Snickers look like black dicks.
Yeah.
With the veins in it.
Yeah. Which is weird. They can find a.
I hate
they
that.
Can find a way to smooth that out. At this
Yo,
point.
Man, put it in the blender, bro. Put that shit in the blender.
Or at least get
put
the
it
bites.
In a cup.
At least get the bites.
The bites that I could just put it in the popcorn. Put the bites in the popcorn, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's so funny.
When's the last time you had ice cream?
Last time I had ice cream, I bought it, but I'm trying to get over it. I eat ice cream alone.
Okay.
A lot of niggas do. A lot of motherfuckers do.
It's so sad that we do this.
Yeah. Right.
We gotta be secluded with
you
a spoon.
You can't
be
on the block
like...
with some Ben and Jerry's? With the homies? You selling heroin and eating Ben and Jerry's, nigga?
Standing on the corner. How many you want, nigga? Hey, yo. Ball around the corner. Get this nigga 3.
That's all we want. We just want to be able to enjoy ice cream in public without being ridiculed.
Just still handling business, eating ice cream. You short again? Every time I come around here, hold on.
Yeah, shit. Got some chocolate chips in there too.
Hold on. Hey, listen.
Hey, what you do for a break? Thumb on you.
Got
hold
brain
on, nigga.
Trees.
Hold on. Oh, let me put my thumb on the roof of my mouth.
Ah, I tried to chew it. I'm not going to kill you. I'm just...
Hold on. I might have just learned something. Does that stop brain freeze?
They say
it, dude.
Part of your thumb, you put it on the roof of your mouth, and it warms your head up.
That's...
Brain freeze from ice cream also make it feel gay. Like, calm down, nigga.
You too excited for this dessert.
That's God.
Calm the fuck down.
Slow down.
Bro, what is funny. That? Dave, you are out of your fucking mind. That's so funny.
Why are you in such a rush?
Yo,
cool out, nigga. It's just ice cream, nigga. Like, what are you doing? It's cold milk.
I gotta eat this before someone sees me.
Something.
Somebody gonna see me. I gotta eat this shit quick.
I gotta eat this shit quick as fuck.
That's so
funny.
Just
to clarify, it's still gay even if you eat it in a cup with a spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because you're licking a spoon.
You gotta throw some cake bits in there or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when the last.
Yeah, now that I think about it, you're right.
It's just too much joy, man. That's what it is.
Over some fucking joy, creamy shit. Yeah.
Joy is gay.
Why don't we want to see each other happy?
It's not in our history.
The definition of gay is just happy, and that's what it is. Black men don't like happy. We don't like joy.
Oh my god,
that's very funny.
I've had women try to like take me to Cold Stone. I'm like, nah, chill.
Right?
Chill.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
go somewhere else.
It's also sandwich? It's a weird thing to spend that much money on because it's not food.
No,
like
it's
there's
not.
No nutrition in
it's
it.
It's a dessert.
No nutrition advice. Dessert.
Yeah.
It's you relaxing and enjoying your day with a cool snack, but like we go, nah, I can't even do that.
Yeah,
cause it's vulnerable.
Yeah, my
You're
dad.
Just sitting there.
The thing that pisses me off is like people that chew ice, and how my dad eats ice pops, the phallic ones, the ones that you buy from like supermarkets.
Oh, and he don't even care, do he?
He bites them bitches uh-huh. and chews them.
Oh, okay.
That's the only way. You can't be sucking on no shit.
I'm not sucking.
Running this shit in your mouth.
You
ain't
gonna
what
watch
are you
me smooth the red to the white to the blue.
You're not a fucking psycho.
If you got that reference,
well,
you're a psycho.
Well, you called Mr. Bone a psycho. That's what he did.
But no. Psycho, but. Did anybody catch that? You
ain't
gonna see the red to the white down was fucking
just
great.
Smoothing it down like
just the rocket pop? Nah. Yeah. I will not see these change colors. Get out of my face.
Because the Star Spangled Banner bar got a tip to it. No.
I used to love, remember
fuck
that Eddie Murphy line where he was like, get your father a toasted almond bar?
Yeah. Toasted almond
like,
bar.
Like, that was like how a man had to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You had to kind of suck the fun out of it a little bit.
Put some legumes in there. Put some legumes in my fucking ice cream. Almonds, tree nuts. I need something from nature.
No fucking joy.
What about those, whatchamacallit? The Fred Flintstone pops, where you had
push
to
pop.
Push them up.
Yo, I think after five, you can't get that no more.
Oh,
you can't do no push pop. Are you out of your mind? Cylindrical sherbet. Cylinder sherbet.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that was weird.
Nah.
And the little toilet paper roll thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I think that broke every kid's heart. Like when you're a young boy, you start to get to an age with somewhere, like you're still enjoying ice cream or ice pop, and you still licking the stick. And like as a kid, as a child, you're just enjoying ice cream. And they're like, yo, why you looking at it like that? You're like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
It's always something sexual.
You know
like,
what used to fuck with me bad? Because I was a freeze pop kid. My mom would always get the freeze pops.
That come in the little
plastic?
Right.
Yeah.
But
cut then,
your lips on the side.
Oh, yeah, I would go, oh, shit, man.
That's pain.
My shit would just be slit up like the Joker, nigga. Like,
yeah.
Why so serious?
Because they cut the shit.
Right.
Yo, the sharpest plastic ever.
But they always had the big giant one. It was like the size of a clarinet.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And you would just hold it with two hands.
Oh my god. What just
happened? It's so much fruit flavor. It's so much fruity flavor, you fruit.
Right. And if you depending on how young you were. Depending on how young you were.
Yeah.
It would be a full facial. Just blue all around your mouth, all dripping off your chin on your shirt.
Down your arm.
Yo, you was just sticky for the rest of the day. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
At the picnic, fucked up.
Oh, man, in the hood, like, I used to, I don't know, did y'all have the candy lady in your neighborhood?
The candy lady.
We had candy stores. Like, every now and again, somebody would sell kids. Some kids would have a store that they'd be selling everybody candy.
So in Newark, I grew up in like Little Bricks and stuff like that. So there's this lady who just, because you couldn't go too far because like people would be selling, hustling in front of like certain bodegas and stuff. So you don't want the kids to go there. So this lady named Big Ma, I don't even know her real name, but she would just open a back door and sell kids candy. And that's where we ran to, and that's where we got ice cream. And that's how we got like shit like that. Because as soon as you said like those ice pops that cut your mouth,
mm-hmm.
that's what I remember. This nice old lady who couldn't get up from her chair just taking my quarters.
Yeah. Come on in. I got something for you. Go in the freezer. Get it yourself.
Yeah
she made so much money off of that.
Come on in.
She had to, like, because every kid went there. She was making at least $300 a day just
mm-hmm.
selling candy.
That's fine. That's not weird.
Yeah.
Old person selling candy?
Just candy, like an old lady selling candy. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a man.
Like the older ladies I've met in my day just did weird shit that I couldn't forget. Like, that's a nice thought. Like, I remember I met my cousin's grandmother.
Yeah.
And this bitch used to...
I'm sorry.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
She used to put jelly in the cabinet.
Say, but now?
Right? She'd open
instead of in the fridge.
Instead of in the fridge.
She didn't have a label?
Just take the mold, blah, she scooped them and throw it out and then try to serve niggas peanut butter jelly.
Wait, jelly or mold if you don't put it in?
Yeah. Yeah, niggas.
I've always put it in there. Yeah. I've always put it in there.
Yeah,
but
put it in the fridge.
I've also been talking about this, how lately I go through a jar a week of the Smucker's PB&J mix.
Oh, you're a PB&J guy?
Not really, but yes, I guess so. Yeah. But and this is what makes it even more ghetto is I put it on like seven multigrain bread, right?
You're just living now, bro.
But
you up in the world.
It's just a sugary like, you know, like they but
the multigrain
we don't
bread
put that shit in the fridge
it makes
at
it
all.
Stay together.
Huh?
That multigrain bread, I know it makes the same stay together.
But
I know
we don't
that
have to
bread.
Refrigerate. Wait a minute. Why the fuck you gotta refrigerate? Because jelly don't even be refrigerated on the shelf.
That's because it's not
but
open.
But the jar ain't open yet.
Yeah, as soon as you open it, it says it on the back.
As soon as you crack it,
yeah, it says refrigerate.
Air can get into that nasty, and if you have warm jelly on a sandwich, you ever had that?
Yeah.
It's gross.
So then what am I eating with the Smucker's Goober shit? Because we don't have to refrigerate that shit.
It says to refrigerate. It
that's
says
not
it
real
back.
Jelly,
nah, not with
nigga.
The peanut butter. That's what I'm saying. What
that's,
the fuck am I eating?
That's grape.
I don't know what
that's
the fuck
a,
that
right,
is.
Right, right.
It's a peanut butter and jelly flavored
God
thing.
Damn.
Yeah, they tell you.
That's a thing. That's not real food.
When you open certain stuff, it says it right on the back, refrigerate main, nigga.
Nigga.
Hurry up before I die, nigga.
Any food that
hurry up before I die.
You know what's funny about that?
It doesn't say for goobers to put it in the fridge.
That's yeah, because so that shit ain't jelly.
It's not real.
Oh, it's made from
any food that look like the Lakers colors? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
This shit look like a
pull
fuck.
It up. Pull it up a picture of
nigga, I might as well
jelly.
Be Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a Peter Pan
yeah,
shit.
Man.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, that's some,
those,
that's some scientists.
Cartoons.
You saying it's not good? I go through a jar of this a week.
Love.
Nigga,
so
those are
good.
Cartoons on the front.
To fool your ass.
I prefer this.
Those
prefer
are cartoons. Those are cartoons on the jar. You know you're not eating real food. It's not even real salesman on the front. It's a fucking cartoon. You eating cartoon food.
Oh my
they always
God.
Do that too. They put real people on organic shit.
Nigga, Roger
like,
Rabbit.
Yeah, Steve made this.
Oh my God.
Steve made this popcorn.
Jesus Christ.
This Goober? Nah. It's some cartoon, nigga.
Eat?
Come on.
When all my right. nigga Gordon come on the show, it's just a better show. Oh,
we went. I want to do plugs. Before yeah. we get to the break and stuff, I still want to get plugs in.
We just did 30
really
minutes
quick.
Worth of jokes.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that everybody knows.
I didn't know how we got that.
One,
that was quick.
Gordon has something coming up that he needs to promote.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Gordon, tell the people, one, where they can find you if they're looking for you online.
If you're looking for me online, it's at Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter, Gordon Baker Bone on Facebook. I am here because I'm promoting the Drunk Black History shows. There's one in New York that's going to be down at Caveat with Brandon Collins. And then there's going to be one down in Philadelphia with me and Ariel Liedi down at the World Live Cafe in Philadelphia.
Oh, Cafe.
World Cafe Live.
World Cafe Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's our first time down there. Super excited. I really want Philly to like show out because, you know, Philly got mad black history that
so
needs to be talked about.
When is the Philly show?
The Philly show is February 17th at 8 p.m.
Okay, and when is the New York show?
It is 17th, the 10th.
January or February 10th?
February 10th.
Okay, and where can people buy tickets?
DrunkBlackHistory.com, and for the one down in Philadelphia, you need to go to World Cafe. You can find that all in my bio on every single in my link tree. You can find all that stuff.
Yo, Drunk Black History is an incredibly fun. It's an incredibly creative show. I love everything about it.
I appreciate when y'all
did it,
bro.
Smart. Yeah, it's smart. It's not your average. Like, you don't even have to. It's called Drunk Black History, but you don't have to be black to enjoy it.
Nope.
You don't have to be black to. I get a lot of people that ask me that now. People are showing up to my show like, man, I want to come to that black ass comedy show. Would they allow me?
Would they allow me?
Ain't nobody gonna. But will I fit in?
Yes.
You'll be fine.
Sit your ass down.
But what I'm saying that to say, like, you don't have to be black to enjoy it.
Drunk Black History.
They go over black historical figures, but man, it's just such a fun time getting drunk, listening to people drunkly rehash their comedic opinions about these black historical figures. Yeah, man.
It's so great. It's so great. And like, it's not only educational, but it's also hilarious because you, the more people drink, the more honest they get.
Yeah.
And you do want to hear people's views on like certain historic shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember Derek got amped up telling us this story about like the dance up in Buffalo, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah. The first black dude to dance with a white woman on television. That shit was awesome. Because the great part about it was he was just black, but he was like a scholar. He was like a Rhodes scholar genius. And they went on some show in Canada, and he tried to dance with the white. They was like, nah. He said, fuck that. Nah, I can't even come here, bitch.
Yeah. Yo. Speaking of dancing, and I'm going to get to our plugs in a second. Yeah. I did my first dance class last night.
You really did this shit?
Yeah.
Taking a dance class?
Me and Tiana we're taking a bachata class.
Ooh, yeah, Dominican dancing.
Yeah, learning how to do the bachata.
What are you doing to my homie, T?
We're living life, man. But
that's
listen,
fine.
I didn't choose this style. He chose it.
Okay. Yeah. All right,
well, you got to, otherwise it would have never happened. That's the thing. As a dude, you know, you got to be like, all right, you got to pick the date and you got to do the thing. Otherwise,
you know, bachata's a lot of hip movement, man.
What I was uncomfortable for. I was uncomfortable. Because I just felt like the man is going to grab me by my hips.
He will at some point. If you don't stay on pace with her.
So this is the deal. We had to do a private lesson first.
Okay.
These motherfuckers, they did. I'm going to tell you, I think they tricked me. I think I got hoodwinked. I think I had some serious Curb Your Enthusiasm type shit happen or some Seinfeld type shit happen here.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, I'm listening.
So I call these people up and I'm like, yo, I want to come and learn. But, like, the private sessions are more expensive, or you could do just, like, the group class. Sign me up for the group class. Let's just get in here and figure it out. And they're like, well, the group class already started. I'm like, okay, so I can't go? No, we prefer you to be there at the beginning.
Yeah.
So, like, the next one will start. This is a two-month class. The next cycle starts in March.
Oh, he got you for the privates.
So he's like, or you could do, or you could do two privates and catch up to the class.
Oh, he just grabbed you by the wallet. That's what the fuck he just did. He grabbed you by the wallet. Fuck your hip.
So bro.
He bachata that wallet out.
Right. That's what the fuck he just did.
Let me tell you what this dude did. He's like, yo, y'all come down. We did the private. And the private was cool. They had a girl do the first thing with us. It was cool. And then they was like, yo, if y'all want, y'all doing so good in the private, y'all can slide on over into the regular class just to see what it's like, see if you like it or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so boom, we do two classes back to back. The private, then the class. Had a great, great time, right?
Okay.
Yeah. End of the night, all right, leaving, ready to go. I go to talk to the dude, like, yeah, man, so what's the deal? Because I'm hoping he's about to be like, you know what? Y'all was great. Get in the class, right? And he's like, so, what do you think? You wanna do another private or what? And I'm like,
dang.
I mean, I was coming up.
He coming up.
I was hoping I could just get into the class. He's like, I don't know. You might not be ready yet. It's a little, it's a little fast. Little, you know, beginning to intermediate. You might wanna. So I'm like, all right, I'll probably do it.
Yeah.
But this is my thing. I'm not doing it on your time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it on my time.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
So I'm letting you. Hey, look, I'm a comic. I gotta find out when all my spots is next week. But I'm going to call you on Friday. And once I know my spot, I'll book it on Friday.
Yeah.
But I'll call you on Friday.
Yeah.
All right. So we about to leave. And I lie to you now. I can't find my earmuffs.
What?
Like my earmuffs is missing, bro.
Okay.
Like my coat was hanging up. I can't find my earmuffs.
Don't tell me you
got. And this motherfucker sees us in the lobby looking around. And here's the thing. I'm the only black dude here. I don't like the way this looks already.
All right.
I'm the black dude in the lobby by myself looking through everybody's coats and shit like that. So the nigga's like, is everything all right? I'm like, you know what? I'm good. Like, at this point, I'm like, fuck the earmuffs. I'm done. You know what I mean? Let me just get out of here because this don't look good.
These are not headphones. These are earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Right.
It's getting cold out.
So.
Tis getting cold out.
So we dip.
I'm listening.
We leave. And I know what my plan is. I'm going to hit him on Friday, right? Yeah. I get home, I'm home for like 30 minutes, and I get a call from a number I do not recognize.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I go like, I bet you this dance class nigga trying to pressure me for the thing, right? So I ain't answer. And I get a text message. Hey, I found your earmuffs. And I'm like, oh, cool.
What is
do you mind, I guess, putting them up for me? You know what I mean? Because it's like, now I gotta come back to get the earmuffs. Oh, you know, it's like
I think he had them.
I think he stole. I think he tucked them away, knowing like I'ma just hit you later. And now what? I'm on your mind.
That's
like,
collateral.
Nigga, you coming to take these classes and get your earmuffs or not?
That's collateral.
Because it's not about the earmuffs. It's not even about the money.
Yo.
It's like.
No, there's no way he kidnapped some earmuffs.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like, how can I get to the bottom of that?
Yo.
That's some real Seinfeld shit. Like, yo, I think he took the earmuffs on purpose just to be like, yo, you need to come back, get your earmuffs. You want to sign up for the class.
I got a side question. You're the only black man in this class, right?
There was another dude in there, but I don't think anybody in Flatbush is black anymore.
He had on Prada loafers. He wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was Haitian.
You know what I'm saying?
He was Haitian.
He was just. See what I'm saying?
He had no socks on either.
Right. There's certain
that nigga was from an island.
There's certain features you see people where you just like, I'm not giving a
that hand. Nigga that's not coming was back. From somewhere.
Yeah, if he didn't have socks on, he definitely was Haitian. He just wanted to learn the neighbor's dance.
Yeah, but it's cool, man.
You're not the stiff black man. In his bachata class.
No. Here's the thing, man. And this is a little known fact about me. I can dance.
Okay.
I can dance. I can skate. I can do.
I believe you all can dance. That shit. Dancing and skating is one thing, but like bachata, I've dated a couple Dominicans and Puerto Ricans. It's a little faster pace, man.
Yeah.
The cheek. They be moving.
This is what I can say.
You gotta catch.
I kept slipping. I kept slipping off of the four count into a two-step by accident.
Yeah.
Naturally, I'm like ready to
two-step. Naturally, we're a natural two-step.
We're a natural two-step people.
Yeah. Yeah. You Latinos go a little hard with the feet.
And here go the shit. And here go the shit because we used to do hip-hop in a bachata salsa studio.
Yeah.
And I remember when we have to try to integrate classes and we try to do the salsa shit to work on our footwork. If you didn't know how to spin the girl around, she look at you like you was a bitch. Like, yo, man, the man got to control this shit.
That's the crazy. That's
be like, all right, I don't even know this shit. Like,
here's what I will say this for everybody listening. All right, and I don't care that even T is even hearing this. One thing I will say, couples should take bachata because they tell you from the rip, the man is in charge. You have to listen to him.
Yeah,
follow the man.
I hear you. Let me tell you something right now.
Okay.
If that instructor ever comes over because he sees you not doing them steps right, he will grab T's hand and start dancing with her in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to fuck your shit up,
that's
man.
That's to steal your girl
fuck
dance.
Your shit up, man.
That's to steal your girl dance. That's why I didn't like what he was doing. Because I knew something was up. That's to steal your girl dance.
Oh,
and look at T over there.
It's
looking
too much
down. I don't like this shit. I don't like none of this shit.
No, you guys need to
I don't like
instructor.
This shit.
He is so gay. It's ridiculous.
Ah, yeah.
Don't
say
that's what they all say.
Yeah.
And he's so. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
But, oh, man.
Actually, you know what's funny? So, like, a lot of Eastern European people are the ones that usually take bachata and salsa classes.
Yep.
And then they learn for real and they go to clubs. Mm-hmm. And I used to live, our one of my landlords used to invite my mother to salsa clubs. Okay. Like my mom didn't know what's up. She used to be like, oh, you need to come with me and my girls. We go dancing. They love it. And they're all married, but they go out without their husbands and get
danced on.
Swept away with some Latin men for a night.
And get danced on.
Yeah.
Because you are literally hip to hip. You are in each other's crock pots the whole time.
Whole time.
We was learning.
Grass sandwiches.
Bro, we was learning moves.
Grass sandwiches.
We learned some wild moves last night where you spin the girl by the back of her neck.
Yeah, man.
Get her in
there. Yeah, man.
And then I'm going to dip you. You're like, okay, all right, yeah.
Oh, man, that's so wild.
Yeah, so, you know, dancing, it'll be what it is. All right, let's get to these plugs. Can you pull up the show date there? The four tour is underway, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for all who have bought tickets so far. Right now, I do have to say this. There's no need for apologies. Buffalo, we had to reschedule. Your weather, not ours.
Yeah.
To the people who do have tickets, which I actually was just going back and forth with the club about this yesterday, I am looking to reschedule that. Unfortunately, it probably won't be until April. The four tour.
The snow starts to melt in April.
Right. So, yeah, we'll figure that out.
The snow starts to melt in April.
Oh my but God. We will be continuing to pick up. We still have Emmaus Theater, actually, this weekend for the people who are streaming live. Derek and I will be in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, back at the Emmaus Theater for a great show. Next Wednesday, we are in St. Louis, Missouri at the Helium Comedy Club. February 21st. Shit, we had new dates added, didn't we? Fuck, we never put those in there. February 2nd.
One second. I could.
February 3rd. I know we got something coming up. But
February 8th.
February 8th to the 10th will be in Bloomington, Minneapolis. Yeah. There was something else for February 3rd, wasn't it? I could have swore there was something else added on there. Okay.
Are we going to the UK?
Yeah. So. February 22nd, Los Angeles, California. Please start buying tickets for that now.
It's March 3rd. We'll be at City Winery Philly.
In Philadelphia.
The ticket link isn't live yet, but we will be live.
By the time, so for anybody watching this on YouTube, that ticket link will be live by the time you guys are watching that. So Philly, make sure you come out and show some love. Then we head on over across the pond to the UK.
Is that the first time going?
Yeah. We're starting in England March 8th, and then March 10th, we have our own show at the Bill Murray, but we're going to be bopping around. There's a lot more stuff that's going to be added. I didn't put it up there yet just because we're, like, trying to iron out all of the specific
details.
It's
a lot of specifics.
Yeah, but, you know, and I don't know who's out there in London or in England anywhere that'll come and see us. But
I'm telling you, if you guys get to go anywhere, go to the Shoreditch. It's like our Brooklyn, and it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
A lot of dope clothing, a lot of graffiti, a lot of street art.
The shortage, huh?
Yeah.
Go all the way across the country, look at the same shit. I lived over here, fuck around.
No, he said the same thing to me because I found where to get Dominican food in London.
Yeah.
He's like, are you serious? I'm like,
all the way across the country. All the way across around the world to eat mofongo.
I'm trying to get their national dish isn't like some like bangers and mash. Their national dish is like...
It's like beans and eggs or some horseshit.
Nah, it's like actually an Indian dish.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, like their biggest thing is Indian cuisine. That's because, like, they went across the world, started taking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. I heard the Indians got a whole lot of beef with those Brits. They got a whole lot of beef. You bring up a British person to an Indian person, they be like,
beef with Brits. Beef with Brits.
I remember my old roommate, he had an English bulldog, and it was this Indian couple down the hallway.
Oh, no.
He was like, they don't like the English bulldog. I was like, English bulldog. Yeah.
English. Indians don't fuck with that shit.
Right.
All the shit they done took. Yeah, man.
I've always said anytime you put your culture in front of something as an adjective, you're just being stubborn because you got it wrong.
Yeah.
So it's like there's muffins and then there's English muffins. And they look completely
shepherds and then there's
different.
German shepherds.
Yeah. Checkers and Chinese checkers. Like somebody back off, will you? Somebody, like, it's not, somebody got it wrong. Just admit that.
There's bread and then there's monkey bread.
Wait a minute.
I knew y'all was going to do that. I did that on purpose. I did it on purpose.
Monkey bread is delicious.
That is fucking delicious. It's delicious.
Damn. Shit just got real. Monkey bread. All right. Let's take a little break from our little streaming here. Okay. And we'll come back on the second side, which, you know, we'll go through some tempo run. Got a little to be or not to be.
Okay.
You know, some couple fun games and obviously Crazy Dave's videos. We got to make a segment for that. It's just, this is what Dave be watching on the internet. All right. We'll see you guys when we come back from the break. No need for apologies. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.